Let us worship God this morning in Psalm number 42. And we sing the verses 1 to 4. Psalm 42, verses 1 to 4, these opening five stanzas. Like as the hart for water brooks in thirst doth pant and ray, so pants my longing soul, O God, that come to thee I may. These verses, Psalm 42.
Mine has a heart for
join together in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is with a sense of gratitude, surely, that we come to the Scriptures and that we come to the God who gave the Scriptures. It is surely, Lord, becoming for us on this opening service of this holy day to be conscious of the great privilege that is ours in having access to the Word of God, the living and abiding Word of God, which endures forever, which is the wisdom and the power of God unto salvation, which is this sanctifying power in the lives of all who believe in Christ, the Word that is given to us through Jesus Christ, through the apostles equipped and sent by him, inspired, illuminated by him, converted men, consecrated men, men who were willing to suffer as well as to serve in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And through their ministry, we still have the apostolic ministry in the church. We recognize that every generation of Christian living is an apostolic generation. And we have the definition of the church in the history of the church, the one Catholic, holy, apostolic church. And so we recognize, Heavenly Father, that we are part of that great stream of life which began a way back indeed in the garden, and which will continue, the stream of grace, the stream of life, the stream of the existence of God's believing people, the body of Christ in the world, which will never be destroyed and continue until the end of time. And when he comes again, he shall find faith on the earth, and there will be those in that great day who shall be looking and longing for his coming. They are described as those who are waiting for him, they are described as those who will not sleep, but they will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. And as we have borne the image of the earthly man, so shall we bear the image of the heavenly man. And so as we think about these great issues that are the very core, the heart of the gospel, the things that God has done for us, the things that God has said to us, the things that God has purposed from all eternity, that grace that in a sense has no beginning, and that grace that stretches forward to the eternity that has no ending, that great stream of God's power and purpose, and how in the midst of that stream we are caught up through the high calling of God that is ours in Christ Jesus, called by the gospel, called in such a manner that we pay attention to the word of Jesus Christ and repent of sin and call upon him and come to him and live the rest of our days upon the earth by faith and not by sight. So we give thanks, Heavenly Father, that once again we can gather and hear the true and the living word. And we pray that we would benefit from it this morning, that we would learn its great truths, experience its great realities, and enjoy its great promises. This salvation, which is described as so great salvation, how shall we escape, O God, if we neglect this great salvation? Neglect to hear it, neglect to put it into practice, neglect to regard it as the great priority of our lives. How shall we then escape, Lord, to neglect so great a thing as this salvation of God, all of God and all of grace and all through Christ? So we pray for one another this morning as we gather around the spoken word. We remember those who are listening in with us, and we pray that each one together, as we unite in fellowship around the throne of grace, the invisible throne of grace, in the presence of the God whom we have never seen, and the God in whom we live and move and have our being, as we gather around that great word of this living God, this great I am that I am, so we pray that we would remember one another, that this word this morning would do us good, whatever that need of our present condition is, whether it is encouragement or rebuke, instruction, or just strengthening, or simply to hear again and be reminded of what the gospel entails. Whatever it is, Lord, may it be to us a living and a saving truth, strengthening us in the faith, building us up in knowledge, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for the world. We pray for our neighbours. We pray for our rulers at this time who seem to be taking a stand that seems at least outwardly to be the right thing to do. And we remember them. We remember that we are to be submissive to the powers that be, to remember those who rule over us in prayer, that they would be making wise decisions, godly decisions, proper, good decisions, the care of the commonwealth in their hands in those human temporal affairs. And we pray for them that we may lead quiet and peaceable lives, and that the gospel may continue to be permitted to be preached in this land, and indeed increasingly throughout the world. So we confess our sins. We acknowledge that we have come short, always, every day, coming short of God's glory. But always where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And this is our hope, and this is our plea this morning. This is the foundation of our coming and our confessing and our rejoicing. And so we pray all things for God's glory, we pray, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in Paul's letter to the Galatians and in the 6th chapter. Galatians chapter 6. I'm reading the whole of this chapter in Galatians. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfil the law of Christ. For if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another, for every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may glory in your flesh. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And so on. We remind you of the notices this morning, the evening service, of course, at 6 o'clock, and then our Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock on Wednesday. And next Lord's Day, of course, the usual hours, 10:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, deacons, please note we can meet now. We are allowed meetings of up to 10 people together, and we don't have that many in the deacon's court. So this coming Tuesday at 5:45, usual place in Linfield, we will have our deacon's court, and then followed by the Kirk session. That's Tuesday the 26th. We encourage hearers to continue to hear, and we also welcome any visitors to these online services, and we hope that the word of the Lord does you good in your inner man as we expose ourselves to these teachings from the Scriptures. And so we continue this morning in Psalm number 42 and verses 5 to 7. Psalm 42, continuing verses 5 to 7.